The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Now, there's been a lot of talk over Christmas about prisons, the amount of people in them. We've had a story as well about complaints from prisoners who are really feeling the conditions there getting quite cramped. So can we do something about the numbers going in there? Do they need to be in there at all? Are there alternatives? So let's have a look at some of those alternatives as we get the year underway. With John Lonergan, who's a former governor of Mountjoy Prison and the leader of AIM2, Pádraig Tobin TD. Both of them are joining me now. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Well, you both sound very bouncy for the new year there. Anyway, you're here. So listen, there's been a lot of talk in the last few weeks about the number of people in prison. Seems to be the case that all the prisons are really bulging at the seams. So we are looking at alternatives. Community service is the one that looms largest. John, is that one way to, yes, punish people, but not cost €100,000 a year, which is the average cost of a prison place? Does it have that potential to fill that gap in the armoury?
It's certainly one positive potential alternative to in prison, but it on its own won't solve the overcrowding problem that we've had and have experienced for over 55 years. It's almost depressing that at the start of 2026 we're still talking about overcrowding in prisons, but it has been there since 1969. And the one thing that we should have learned, that we don't seem to have learned, is that building more cellular accommodation is not the answer. And 40 years ago, last August, the Commission of Inquiry, known as the Whittaker Commission, published this report. And it, at that time, identified overcrowding and prison numbers as an issue that needed active, ongoing attention. And nothing really has happened since, except we have built more and more prisons, provided more and more cells, and still fail miserably to deal with overcrowding. So we do, in my opinion, and I have said this on numerous occasions, we need the political will to tackle overcrowding on a serious basis. And the first step is to put a cap on prison numbers. We need to say that we can only accommodate so many prisoners, and then we must prioritise the ones we keep in custody and release the other ones under supervision and okay. In different formats into the community.
Okay, obviously the cost is not a small matter. It's 100,000. So, but just park that for one sec, because the bit I'm interested in is will it actually stop people reoffending? So is it good? It's great to have community service, but not great if they just keep coming back and committing the same crimes. So what does this record show in that area?
Well, certainly from my personal experience when I was in active in Mountjoy, 15 years ago now. But we had two community work parties coming out of Mountjoy that were prisoners working in the community. One for over 25 years, building community centres and community facilities in socially disadvantaged areas in Dublin. And the other, a gardening party that looked after many of the nursing homes and old folks' homes and hospitals and providing facilities in them. And our work party had a tremendous record where well over 2,500 prisoners have participated in it. And the reoffending rate was something down around 2%. So the everything.
So, when you put incarceration on one side of the screen and you put community service on the other side, you're saying that from what you've seen and your personal experience, at least, you're saying community service actually performs better.
Way better, certainly for those who are selected and who are suitable for it, Emma. And that's very important to emphasise that some people who end up in prison are not suitable for community activity and shouldn't get them either because of the crimes they commit.
Who would be suitable? Just sort of give me a profile.
People going to prison for the first time, people who go to prison for non-violent crimes, people who are once-off offenders where they don't have a long... people often who don't have other difficulties like serious drug addiction or psychiatric illness difficulties. There are lots of people. One of the figures that is astonishing, and most of your listeners will be shocked to hear it, that in the last available statistics for the prison service was 2024. Out of 5,091 people committed to prison in that year, 77% were committed for 12 months or less. Now, anybody that knows the prison system will know that nothing good comes out of sending people to prison for 12 months or less. Only the damage that's done to them.
I'm going to go to Pat or Tobin in a second, but just to finally round off on that. So if you went into Mountjoy tonight, how many people do you think would be suitable, in your opinion, for community service? Like, are we talking 5%, 10%? Just to get an idea of, is it actually that relevant to the main prison population?
Yeah, it is. It is. And especially all those figures, those 3,700 that were committed for 12 months or less. And I'm sure the figures for last year, 2025, are similar. Most of them would certainly be better off deployed in community services, back to training and education centres, drug addiction treatment programs in the community. I would go as far as saying, other than violent prisoners, the vast number should not be housed in prison. And the final figure that I'd like to share is that we have a significant number of people in their 80s and 90s, would you believe, in prison. And one of the things the prison service is doing at the moment is building
nursing
home facilities in a prison for people of that age.
Anyone,
we should be putting those people back into the community.
Yeah, that seems, no matter what the penalty was, that seems people in their 80s in prison. Okay, Pat or Tobin, can I bring you in? You've heard there John making a pretty compassionate and very interesting take on it, which is that if you go into the prison tonight, a lot of people are short term. They didn't commit grievous crimes. They would actually benefit from community service. They're only there for maybe a few weeks or months. And a lot of them have drug addiction problems. So in other words, you're talking about breaking the prison system into two. The short termers who can be fixed by a community service order, and those who need to do jail time. But at the moment, we treat them all the same.
Well, I would agree with John in terms of, I do think that we need investment in communities. A large number of prisoners in the prison systems are from particular air codes, from particular locations in the country. There's no doubt that the lack of investment in mental health issues, the lack of support in drug addiction. In my own county, for example, there's no rehabilitation beds for young people who want to get off drugs as well. And, you know, there's no doubt that disadvantage within communities provides a cycle of prison stays, and that, unfortunately, seems to be generational too. So there's a major objective by the government to tackle that element. But you also need a prison system. And right now, our prison system is breaking down. There's major problems in terms of overcrowding. And that overcrowding is not good for the prisoners either. There's a significant increase in the level of violence that's happening in prisons at the moment. There's actually a significant increase in the number of deaths that are happening amongst prisoners currently at the moment. And, you know, the figures are startling. Like, there's 5,600 prisoners stuck into about 4,600 prison spaces.
If I could just stop you there, he's essentially saying we could siphon off a lot of those people into a parallel track of community service and reduce those pressures that you're talking about. He seems to be saying he's seen this in action, he's witnessed it firsthand professionally. So should we not be building out that second sort of track?
But the problem I have here is the government is introducing this particular project of you know, siphoning off people towards community service because they cannot build the necessary prison facilities. So we have a significantly increased population over the last 20 years. We also have significantly increased levels of crime happening in certain areas. We do need to make sure that there's justice. We do need to make sure there's a penalty. And we do need to make sure that there is a fear amongst people that if they carry out a crime such as, we're talking about drug dealing, we're talking about serious assault, we're talking about burglary, that there will be a prison sentence. And like, when you look at what's happening in the country at the moment, like every day a Garda is violently assaulted in this country. And for most of those cases, there isn't a conviction. There isn't a person put into a custodial sentence. So, you know.
It sounds like you're essentially saying the reason this subject is reaching the surface at all is just we haven't built sufficient prisons. So that's why we're falling back on this secondary discussion.
Yeah, this is not a tool to reduce recidivism. This is not some kind of liberal approach to reduce the prevalent prison population. This is because in the same way the government can't build houses, they can't build roads or rail lines or the necessary infrastructure, they can't actually build prison cells at the moment. There hasn't been a significant increase in the number of prison cells in this country for a long period of time now at the moment. And the danger here is that if this increases, I played a parliamentary question last year which found out that 1,000 people are put into prison and they're released within one day because of the lack of prison spaces. Like, the, you know, prisons are also hold individuals waiting for trials. But we know that there's 40,000 crimes committed over the last year when people were on bail. So when people should have been actually in some kind of holding center, they're committing crimes. And we're talking about serious crimes. Like, we all witnessed that shocking murder on South Ann Street last year. And the individuals involved in those were out in bail for other serious charges. The stabbing incident that happened in Stony Batter in Dublin, the individual who committed that was on bail for other issues as well.
But I suppose, Patrick, I mean, we'd have to take a look at community service, the data behind it. We can't just dismiss it and say, you know, people find it too easy or they're not going to stop committing crime. We have to look at the hard data. And John seems to say it has a little bit more potential than maybe we think it does.
Listen, I have no problem in looking at alternative routes to make sure that people don't get into a cycle of going to prison, getting out of prison, committing crime, go back to prison. There's no doubt that a prison sentence often can actually lead to a life of crime. But the point of the matter is, currently, the reason why we're talking about this is because the government cannot build enough prison accommodation. And there's a serious cost to it. And we're talking about serious crimes. We're talking about, like, the level of drugs in communities across the country is rife at the moment. And you have, you know, people who are being burnt out of their homes as a result of a sibling or a child not being able to pay a drug bill. And this is a high impact crime. And now sure. We have Fianna Fáil Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, suggesting, because we don't have enough prison cells, that maybe we should give these individuals 20, 50, 100 hours community service. And that's not good enough. It's not enough of a penalty for a very high impact crime okay. that's happening and is ravaging society.
Listen, I have to leave it there. It's an idea. See what our own listeners think when they text us in. Hopefully they'll find it interesting. 0871 400 106. Is it an interesting idea? Community service around a long time, but not widely practiced in Ireland compared to other places. Patrick Tobin, thank you very much. He's a TD with AIM2. And John Lonergan is the former governor of Mountjoy Prison.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.